blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The election is behind us. This was no blue wave. After the courts review the election process to see if it was fraud-free and no corruption, then the winner will be formally declared. And as of now, it looks like Joe Biden will get the job. And I said this was not a blue wave. Republicans have picked up at least five, maybe more, House seats. Also, although there will be a runoff election for two Senate seats in Georgia, the Republican candidates are expected to win. If everything falls in place, as I expect, we will have a divided government. That's not all bad. Once inaugurated in January, President Biden will have to work with the Republican Senate in order to get anything done. Democrats will not be able to pass legislation to pack the Supreme Court. Not that they would have done that anyway, although the Democrats and Republicans might be able to raise some tax money. The Trump tax legislation that is law until 2026 should stay in place, and that means the death tax will not come down on small family businesses, farms, and ranches. I know that some of the Biden team were considering that, and maybe a Republican Senate can limit the legislative damage. But look for President Biden to use his pen with more aggressive regulations. Many of President Trump's regulatory changes could be rolled back. And I would not expect President Biden to slap tariffs on everything like President Trump did. That would be a good thing if he changes that. I am hopeful the Phase One deal with China could be saved. And on the question of who Biden would choose for his staff and cabinet, I have one name on my wish list. For Secretary of Agriculture, I want Collin Peterson. He has served as chairman of the House Ag Committee. He is a Democrat, and he knows the ag industry. He's a great guy, and he plays country music, too. On the subject of trade, the Trump administration and the Biden team are in the middle of a violent trade dispute with Europe, back and forth with tariffs and accusations and responding to World Trade Organization rulings. It's a mess. The last word, this Wednesday, November the 11th, was Veterans Day. Thank you to the brave men and women that have served our country. I have this small blanket beside me on my chair here, and the message on it reads, "Freedom is not free." Thank you for your service. Till next week, I am John Block from Washington.